This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:04, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy and Carlin Bell. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogampool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville in Raymond. And by Morton Buildings in Litchfield. Satisfied customers, keep them at top. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
We have a show this week.
Thank you so much. How about that? A normal show.
A normal show. Well, normal. Define normal.
In quotations, a normal Sports Saturday show for you here on WSMI.
You stick us four guys together, and it's not normal.
There's nothing normal about it. But compared to last week, where we basically had every football in the state being played, we got them all in last night.
Yeah, it was crazy last week.
Well, it was cold, too. It was football weather.
That fall chill was in the air.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We had rain all night at Southwestern.
Never rained once at Greenville.
It was misting at Nokomis, and it was blowing right in our faces.
Of course.
So, for the first half of the game, it was just falling straight down, I guess, but about halftime and beyond, it was like right in our faces. And, of course, Charles wears glasses, so that was kind of rough on him.
We had a playoff-style
wipers.
Yeah, you need the wipers and the glasses, yes. We had a playoff-style atmosphere in Greenville last night as two state-ranked teams squared off. Big crowd was on hand, of course, and it was a great ball game.
Yeah.
Before, Carlos asked me, what do you think, over-under points 90? I went over. You know, both teams are averaging 60.
Yeah.
I was way off. It wound up really being a great defensive ball game last night. Both sides played outstanding defense. We saw some big hits, saw some great plays on the defensive side of the ball, and that's just how good Greenville is offensively. Because to me, Carlinville pretty much executed their defensive game plan probably exactly like Coach Easterday wanted, and Greenville still got 38.
Yeah.
They want that state championship. I mean, those
They've
guys.
They've been so close for so many times.
The group of seniors.
Yeah, they want it. They're hungry. Especially Tyler Hutchinson being that close to the state passing record.
He's going to get the state passing
he
record.
He stays healthy.
The Journal said this week he was 1,900 yards away.
Yeah. Going into last night.
Right, and he threw for over 400 last night.
So. And he's only a three-year starter.
Right.
So,
When you watch Greenville, I mean, it is just staggering to where you think, oh, that was a three-yard gain. Oh, wait, no, that was 9 yards.
Yes.
You know, I mean, they just take chunks of yards a lot bigger than you even realize
it's
when
like
you're watching
them. Like a giant scoop, you know, like a backhoe. It just, oh, gee, another first down. Oh, yeah, 30 yards, you know,
well, that
44
was the thing,
yards. You go, wow.
Charles and I were listening on the way home, and there was a point in the fourth quarter, I think it was like fourth and 20-something, and they got a 42-yard gain on the next play.
Third and 25.
Oh, okay, third and 25.
Yeah. There's no down in distance that is a problem for Greenville. The only problem Greenville has, they were first and goal at the one and didn't score. They were too close.
Should have just taken the delay of game.
Right.
Let the play clock run.
But, you know, you'll see that a lot of times, like with high-powered offenses, it sounds crazy, but it is true. The closer they get to the goal line,
well, all the defense is
the field
together.
Shrinks. You have fewer plays you can run.
Sure. Your options are limited.
That's right. So Greenville got the win last night, so they sit alone the South Central Conference at 3-0, and they're the only undefeated team left in the league.
That's right. That's right. They beat Carlinville 38-24 last night. Cavaliers dropped to 2-1 on the season. Several 2-1 teams. Hillsboro drops to 2-1. They lost to Roxana 47-25. Shells are 2-1. And we're not really surprised that the Shells are off to a good start this year.
That's more than
they
likely.
Were a very good team last year that just didn't have a good record.
They're more than likely a postseason team from the South Central Conference.
Vandalia beat Staunton 21-6. They go to 2-1 on the year. And Pena, 2-1 on the year. They beat Gillespie last night 35-20. And Southwestern. Congratulations to the Birds. They won their first game in 14 tries.
Wow.
They beat Litchfield 28-14. Purple Panthers were handcuffed by some turnovers early in the ballgame. So.
And that's been a bugaboo for them now, 2 out of 3 weeks.
Yeah,
early turnovers.
Yeah, early turnovers. Getting behind the eight ball early on makes it very tough.
Yeah.
So. In the Prairie State Conference last night, Dave, we'll talk about this one a little bit later on, but Pawnee beat Nokomis in a terrific ball game, 16-13. Pawnee 2-1 on the year, 1-0 in the conference. Nokomis is winless on the year. Bunker Hill played Metro East Lutheran for the second time, I think, already this season. This one was the conference game. They beat Metro East Lutheran 41-0. Mount Olive over East Altonwood River. The Cats put 52 on the board last night, 52-24 the final there. Their first win of the year. And Marquette beat South Fork 27-21.
Think about the school size disparity between Mount Olive and Wood River.
Well, Mount Olive was down 12-0 to start the game. And they'd scored 32 unanswered at some point. So.
And in the Sangamo Conference last night, Williamsville and New Berlin are the undefeated teams. Williamsville beat North Mac 43-0. New Berlin beat Pittsfield 47-12. Auburn over Athens 34-21. So Auburn 2-1 on the year. And Riverton shut down Porta 38-0. North Green beat Calhoun 19-0. Triopia shut down Jacksonville out 38-0. And Brown County beat Mendon Unity 58-6. Camp Point Central in non-conference play beat Illini West 25-22. Today in the WIVC South, Carrollton at Winchester, and in a non-conference matchup, Barnum Midland will play. They'll field the team today, and they will host Pleasant Plains.
And as we heard Dave Kane say last week, literally week to week for Barnum Midland here.
There was a report earlier this week that I believe Varna had confirmed they had 16 guys dressing for this game.
So 16?
16.
Wow. So. Well, apparently my sources in Bunker Hill tell me that Metro East only had 3 kids on the sideline last night.
Wow.
Well, that's 14 by my math.
What did you say that Athens Auburn score ended up being at the final?
34-21.
I believe Athens was winning 7-0 at the half, according to
Dave
Kane.
A few adjustments, yes.
Adjustments.
So, quite the second half.
Yeah.
We had a great ball game last night in Greenville. You heard it on 105.3 The Ox as the Greenville Comets defeated the Carlinville Cavaliers 38-24. Joining us on the phone now is the head coach of the Cavies, Chad Easterday. Chad, thank you for a few minutes of your time. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I thought that your defense last night probably executed the game plan about as well as you had hoped, but yet the Comets still got 38 points, but I thought your defense played very well last night.
You know, all the hype all week long was scoring 70, and Coach Hutch and I talked before the game, and we both were kind of just joking around that, you know, in big games, big people come up with big plays, and you're exactly right. I thought our defense played very well. We blew a couple coverages that we shouldn't have, and you don't play Greenville and make those mistakes without them taking advantage of it.
How frustrating is it from a coaching perspective when you see your kids basically execute the game plan flawlessly, but yet still – Greenville has that propensity for making the big play at the big time.
It's frustrating, but you know, that's why they're 12-1 every year. That's why they're 3-4 deep every year. And I was very proud of our kids. It was a great atmosphere. And you know, as I told them after the game, you know, there's a lot of teams that end up in the playoffs that are 8-1, and those things are some of the best losses that you can have are early on. And, you know, it's unlike basketball or baseball where you play so many games, so you learn a lot from those types of things.
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, joining us here on Sports Saturday. Chad, what do you think would be the biggest, maybe, I guess, lesson or learning experience that your kids will be able to take away from last night moving forward?
You know, I think it is that you've got to play every snap. And, I mean, every snap's very, very important. You don't get any downs off. And, you know, we took a handful off. And when you play other teams, and nothing against them, but when you play Green, you take those off, they normally take advantage of you. So, you know, keeping your foot on the accelerator and keeping that intensity and that focus, I think, is huge. You know, but that being said, I thought our offense, even though we seemed to struggle at times, came up with some big plays. You know, we were able to move the football a little bit in the second half where we weren't in the first half. Didn't have a holding penalty or something. So, you know, I thought that was huge, and I thought Joe played well. We were able to exploit some things in the passing game.
Well, to put 24 points on the board against Greenville, that's not too shabby.
No, that's not too shabby at all. And you know, like you've already said, we've already said, you know, two good defenses, and you hang that type of points. I think, you know, it's a little misleading going into the week that both of us had scored some points, and you know, football's not really meant to be scored 63-0 or 63-14, and those are just those things that happen, and when you have explosive players. But you know, it's a great football game. You know, we just came up a few plays short, unfortunately. So,
and down the line, Chad, this is a game you mentioned. It was like a playoff experience. That's a great experience to have under your belt when you do get to the postseason.
That is correct. I mean, you know, we had some guys that on defense that were their first big playoff type atmosphere. So, you know, that's good for them to have. And you know, and we've had, and our skill kids who've been in those situations, I think, performed well too. So I think there are both sides of that token. And you know, the sun came up in the morning, Terry.
Yep.
Like it did yesterday morning. And
it's going to do the same tomorrow.
It's going to do the same tomorrow. And it's like I told the kids, I'm like, you know, the effort was there. I thought our performance was there. We just were short. And, you know, that happens in life. And I think football is one of the great lessons that happens in. And you're able to learn from it and move on. I know you hear that a lot from coaches. But I think it's truly, truly what it is. And, you know.
Tip your hat.
I got a lot.
Tip your hat to the victors, yeah. You know,
I was just getting ready to say, Hutch and I had for the game. He goes, "Well, what do you think?" I said, "I don't know, Coach." I said, "I know afterwards, one of us is going to win and one of us is going to lose." And I said, "I'm not sure about the rest of the conference, but that's how it's going to work tonight here at this field." So, we had a great 2 weeks coming off a short week too with the lightning and all that garbage last week with the weather. You know, it was very. I was proud of our kids to stay focused, and you know, that plays. It plays a factor in things.
Yeah. Chad, I thought that a big play in the game last night, I don't remember the exact point in the game, but you guys had fourth and short, basically inside the two, went for it. And, I mean, you had to be maybe just a link short. And instead of first and goal at the one, the Comets took over. And I believe if you would have been able to punch that in, you would have gone ahead in the game. That was just, to me, a very big moment. So close.
I'm going to have a pause because it's like deja vu all over again.
Yeah.
Last week, I get a lightning delay and have to go back to Vandalia. 4 years ago, Bobby Simmons, almost in the identical same spot on the field, we go for it on fourth down, and we come up 6 inches short there, too. So, you know, those are the defining moments, I think, that you take and you try to learn from them and you move on and that sort of thing. But, yeah, you're right, you know. You can call it a bad spot all you want. We just didn't make the play or didn't get the block quite as far as we needed it to. And you know, even though our defense held, I think, on that series, it really ended up to be kind of a momentum swing back their direction.
Joe, we talked about how great your defense plays. I don't know. I don't do every Greenville game, but I've seen enough of them. I don't know that I've ever seen a defense force 5-3 and outs on the Comet offense.
No. You know, I was very proud of our kids. I thought we tackled well last night. You know, with Greenville, so much of their offense is based, and ours too, throwing a short pass and making a kid miss and getting a kid in space and making some good things happen. And you know, both defensive teams did that part of the game last night very, very well, which we had exploited, both of us, the first 2 weeks. So I think that has a lot to do with that as well.
Chad, health-wise, how did you guys come out last night? It looked like Kenny Miles might have got dinged late.
He was at film this morning, so we just left from there. He looks pretty good. You know, Jacob Dixon battled last night. He's got a lot of bumps and bruises, but nothing a little ice won't fix for Monday.
I guess that's the thing about football, Chad. Maybe everyone's healthy, maybe going into week one, but after that, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have been I'm mad that you even asked me. We've been 3 weeks and not have had any injuries whatsoever in terms of severe type of thing. But we're healthy, and you know, we got a tough opponent next week with Pena.
Yeah.
You know, they're a school that traditionally is very physical and that type of thing, and you know, they're having a rocky start up and down. Got beat by Roxana, beat Gillespie last night. So you know, you got to have a prep week and you got to bounce back and you just keep going.
And you guys in Greenville, you know, you're perennially very strong in the league, but it seems that year in, year out, Pena gives both of you guys some of the most trouble you see throughout the year, for whatever reason.
Man, I wish I had a great answer for that question. But,
yes.
Yes. You know, I think their approach to the game is very similar to Coach Hutchinson and I. I think Al's got his team and Coach Leif over there on defense. You know, they enjoy the physical part. They don't get outside of their system. You know, and I think when you talk systems and Terry and I talk systems all the time, I think it's a mentality set that kids have and, you know, that you have. And it's just, it'll be a great atmosphere again next week. And our schedule is front loaded as it can get. So, you know, we're trying our best to see if we can survive the first half of the season and injury free and get some wins under our belt, see what happens.
Chad, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We always enjoy catching up with you on Saturday mornings. Best of luck next week, and we'll talk to you in a week, sir.
Thanks, Chad.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks,
Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Carlinville Cavaliers, and I don't think anybody will be a bit surprised that the Cavs roll into the playoffs 8-1.
Oh, no. That wouldn't shock me the least little bit. And we talked about systems, and, you know, you have to do what you do and do it well to be successful. You can't be changing things, especially in football, when you only have 9 games, and it takes you, you know, most of the offseason to get everything in place as far as how you want to run your offense, how you want to set up your defense. And then, you have to ad lib sometimes if you do come across injuries, but it's about your system. You got to stick with it. You can't be, you know.
Do what you do.
You got to do what you do and do it well if you're going to succeed.
That's exactly
and Carlinville,
right.
Greenville, both great examples. Payne as well.
So, you want to be good year in, year out. Don't worry about
the system. The system.
Do what you do. That's right.
You know, and it usually starts at the lower levels. It works its way up, and so that when they come in as freshmen, everybody's familiar with the terminology. Everybody's familiar with what you're running. And you're just hoping they're going to get stronger and better skilled as they grow older. So,
we've got Fighting Illini football coming up this afternoon, 2:00 from Washington. We'll have the Fighting Illini on the air for you here on FM 106. Right now, we need a break. Sports Saturday rolls on following these messages.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy-duty and light-duty towing, 324-2400. Kurt's is just west of Rule King in Litchfield.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Game Zone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. Game Zone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. Game Zone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
And at 9:21, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 60. Clear skies for tonight. We'll have a low of around 40 degrees. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies. We'll have a high Sunday of around 68 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. It will be warmer with a chance of rain Monday and Monday night. Expect highs in the mid-70s. The lows will be in the 50s at 9:22. We have a temperature reading of 48 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
And at 9:23, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. We are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday, and joining us on the phone right now is Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. Hillsboro to Roxana, that's not exactly a short bus trip, but the game last night obviously didn't go the way the Toppers had hoped. Just your thoughts on the contest as you sit here on Saturday morning.
My thoughts are we got beat. Roxana's a good football team. We did not come ready to play for four quarters of football last night. Things didn't go well for us in a couple spots, and Roxana played very good football.
And Duffy, last year you were one of the coaches that mentioned that Roxana was a very young team but had some talent.
Yes. Yeah, they're backfield solid. They got some big, strong kids, and they played very well. I think they got a chance to beat some good teams in this conference.
And Duffy, a lot of times, you know, coach will talk about you got to start fast, got to start fast. But it really is true. Maybe they necessarily don't have to start fast, but you can't really afford to start slow, especially on the road.
No. They came out first series and put a score on us, and then our first snap was sort of over our head on offense. And we got down 14 points early. We got down 14-0 after the first quarter, but we fought back and got a score back on. Then they went up again, and then right before half, we got another long touchdown run to make it within fighting distance at halftime. So we kept fighting for a while, but we just did a lot of things wrong last night.
And, of course, through the first 2 weeks of the year, you guys really did a great job of taking care of the football. And sometimes we try to overcomplicate the game, but blocking, tackling, and don't turn it over, and usually it's going to end well.
Yep, that's exactly right. Doing the little things correct. I mean, all the way from special teams down, we did have a couple turnovers that cost us. But when it comes down to it, we got outplayed.
And in this league, anytime you go on the road, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Anybody in this conference can beat you at any time if you don't show up to play. And, I mean anybody on any week. I don't care what people say, there are no kings of this conference. Anybody can beat you.
You guys got a big game next. We got the Greenville Comets coming into town, and this is a big game for your Toppers, a chance to get to 3-1 on the year.
Yes, yeah, big game for us. We're very excited to play Greenville. They got a very good offense. They play well, and we'll be ready for them.
Duff, we were just talking a moment ago kind of about in a program, doing what you do and just do it well and don't worry so much about the opponent. And maybe that is never more true than when you play a team like Greenville, because the style that they play, they have a tendency to get maybe a team to do something they wouldn't do, a coach maybe to make a decision early in the game that you wouldn't against another opponent. Can you just talk about, I guess, the balance when you play a team like Greenville of just doing what you do?
We're not going to play any junkyard defense. We're not going to make things up for every week. We're going to play football. We're going to do exactly what we do. We were just talking to the kids this morning. We're not going to be afraid of anybody. It's a football game. You come out and play football, and you play the best of your ability.
And these are the types of games, when you're practicing in the summer, these are the types of games that you want to play in.
Yeah, why not play very good football teams? It's what's fun about it. We have a challenge. They are good. It is a challenge, and I love having challenges, and hopefully our kids rise up to the occasion.
Aaron Duff, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. Coach, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thank you.
As always, if you play Hillsboro, you know you've played Hillsboro.
Black and blue.
Yeah.
I don't think they used to have a sign up when you came in to the school property said, "Welcome to Hittsville."
Yeah.
I don't think that's still there anymore. I wish Hittsboro. It were.
Hittsboro.
Oh, Hittsboro. Hittsboro. Right, yeah, okay. That makes more sense. Yes. That makes more sense.
Yeah, and again, we hear the head coach going, "We're going to do what we do."
Yeah.
We have to stick with our game plan. And that's what it's all about, executing your game plan and not making the mistakes. And that's any sport. I don't care whether it's baseball, football, basketball, soccer, whatever. It's every single sport. Yeah. You have to take care of the fundamentals.
And that will be an interesting game next week.
Oh,
listening to the tone of his voice, he's ready. He's going to have his kids ready to
play.
Well,
you know, the way Greenville has played here in recent years, that's the one you circle on the calendar every year.
Hillsboro played them tough last year.
They did.
Yes,
they did.
Yes, yes. And, Toppers have them at home now.
Yeah.
So
there's always that one time when you beat
it. Well,
that's right.
That place will be rocking next week.
Oh, wow. It'll be interesting. Crazy. Crazy good.
Yeah. Crazy good. As long as the PA announcer doesn't mess it up.
Hey, I'll be on my A game. Hey, I got the band out and sent them off the field week one, man.
You did do that. That was kind of odd.
That was odd.
Or is it, why is the band on the field? Get them out of there.
But when the boss calls me and says, get everyone off the bleach, I got to listen to what the boss says.
Right. That's right. Of course, they never got started last week at Hillsboro because of the storm, and they played the entire game on Saturday.
And every once in a while, every few years, we get a night like that where most everything gets rained out and washed out. The thing that concerned me most of all was that I thought that in at Vandalia, there was, I thought, lightning going on early on before the game ever started.
There probably was.
I just thought that.
Well, Terry, I said last week on the sports show, there was only, I know the Bunker Hill game got completed.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have, from what I've heard. But I said, if you finished your game last Friday night, odds are you broke some IHSA rules and regulations. Because there's no way that any place around Mid-Illinois last week was 30 minutes lightning-free between like 7 and 10. Yeah. No way.
It was such a massive band of thunderstorms that moved across. And boy, did it just – in some areas didn't get a whole lot of rain, but at Vandalia it rained pretty hard.
Well, it don't buckets in Hillsboro. Like, even if the lightning would have stopped, I don't know if they would have been able to play anyway just because of field conditions.
So – They did the right thing to reschedule the next day.
Made it for a great Saturday. Great Saturday.
I enjoy Saturday games. I tell you, I kind of wish we would have more Saturday high school games. I know that that's not convenient for the coaches sometimes and officials and such. But I certainly enjoy it. And that's what makes the playoffs so special, because generally once you get to the second round, most everything is on a Saturday afternoon. Some of the first round games sometimes are at night because you have closer opponents.
It seems like we're getting fewer and fewer of those because a lot of coaches realize, well, if we win week one in the playoffs, we're going to be playing Saturday afternoon anyway, so why not just have every playoff game?
The advantage you would have is if you won on Friday night, you have a chance to scout in person the next day. So And, you know, a Saturday coach can scout on Friday night. So that would be one of the advantages. Plus, I like it because – makes our broadcast schedule easier.
Oh, yeah. It does simplify that aspect.
Because it has to be good for the radio guys, okay?
That's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters in this world.
WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. We'll have the Fighting Illini this afternoon, 2 o'clock. They are at Washington.
They play a real team now.
Yeah, it's not going to go well. Not going to go well. Live today, 2 o'clock on WSMI FM 106. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins, Gabe Cesaretti. And Gabe, a tough one last night. You guys are 0-3, but your entire season really still in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, first off, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
We just got done watching film with the team, and, you know, my comment was basically, I really don't think I felt this good about a loss in a long, long time.
And, Gabe, why do you feel that way?
We knew coming in that our first four games were really tough, and especially these first three. And our first couple of games, we just didn't really feel like we were playing, at a high speed. We felt like everything was, we were just slow motion, half speed. We looked like, and then last night, after their first two scores, it just feels like we turned the corner. And I mean, we were kicking it in high gear, playing with high intensity, and we were getting to the ball, gang tackling. Both sides of the ball looked really good. We shut them out after the three. We started at 7:30 last night. We'd be sitting there with a shutout. I mean, the kids it just seems like sometimes there's that one moment during the season where you find something, you find each other, and something clicks, and you take off. And I really think we turned the corner last night, and it's going to kickstart the rest of the season.
And, Coach, talk a little bit about what exactly may have clicked, because, as you mentioned, you did dig yourself a 16-0 hole after Pawnee had their first two offensive possessions. And like you said, after that, it was pretty much all you guys the rest of the game. I mean, your defense stepped up. Your offense really got some momentum going as well.
Yeah, it was. If you watch those first two drives, it looked like the first two games of the year where we know we've got the athletes and the guys that can do it. We're a little inexperienced because we've lost, a really good senior class from last year who most of those guys played for 2-3 years. These guys didn't get, a whole lot of varsity experience. They got some, but not, as much as you'd like to see. And it just seems like I said, we looked like we were just not going, in our top gear for the first couple games, and it looked like that on the first couple drives. And we changed some guys around this week, tried a few different things, and it just all of a sudden, I don't know what it was, and guys' attitudes changed and things started clicking, and you can just see it on film. You can see it last night live too. Just something was different, and the guys' attitudes are different, and coaches are feeling good right now. Nobody wants to be 0-3, but you know, 9-0 or 6-3, you're going to have to deal with us in the playoffs if we, you know, if we turn the corner and keep going that way.
Gabe, talk about the fact that when you turn a corner like this, a lot of times it has to do with confidence. And in a young team, it's very important to establish that confidence.
Yes. I mean, like I said, we've got inexperienced guys. Well, you know, now we're experienced, but we've got younger guys starting to. We don't have a whole lot of depth. And we were learning on the run, and we were learning against, you know, bigger, better schools the first couple of weeks. And it's just something, you know, I've been around here a long time, and sometimes you just see things happen, and you just see attitudes change, and just the way guys, just their posture changes. I mean, confidence is there right now. You know, they're not down this morning because I'm not down. We're feeling really good, and, you know, we're not, you know, we want to get to 6-3, but all we're worried about right now is, let's get the 1-3 because we've got another tough team coming up. We can play all Marquette this week coming up, and we kind of feel like, you know, they stole a couple from us the last couple of years. You know, we could easily beat them twice, but we didn't get it done. So, you know, we want to finish that job.
And Gabe, football really is about attitude.
Definitely. And like I said, with being younger and inexperienced, we didn't have that attitude the first couple of weeks, and it's just something I feel that the switch clicked on last night, and I think we're going to be rolling. Don't count us out.
And Gabe, I guess that's such a big difference. You talk about guys had some experience, but the difference between maybe being a backup player or playing, you know, late in a wide margin game opposed to being on the first unit, that's a huge adjustment.
It is, and sometimes, you know, being inexperienced, you're used to seeing the kids right in front of you, the older kids, you're used to being able to do your thing, but you knew they were going to step up and make a big play. Well, now it's, I have to step up and make that play now, you know, and I think they just finally realized that. You know, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And it started working.
The light bulb has gone off.
Yeah. Basically, it's the light bulb's on. So, and that's, you know, it takes a couple of three games sometimes, but, and Gabe, you're always one of these guys that let's worry about the next game and not worry about the two or three after that. So, you know, that's a great attitude to have. And you know, the rest of the way for you after starting off with a brutal first part of your schedule, things are probably shaping up rather nicely for Nokomis, I suspect. So,
yeah, and of course, we're not going to. No game's easy, but we know that the first ones were really tough, and you know we're our spirits are up, and we know we're 0-3. Nobody wants to be there, but you know we're going to tell our fans and tell everybody that knows us, don't count us out. We're coming back.
Gabe, we always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings. Thank you again, sir, and we will talk to you next week.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Gabe Cesarita, the head coach of the Nokomis Redskins.
There's a chip on their shoulder
yes,
now.
There is. Yes, there is.
Watch out.
And like he mentioned, it was really like two different ball games yesterday. First two drives for Pawnee, it looked like Pawnee was going to run away with the game. And then after that, it really was all Nokomis from there. I mean, the defense for Nokomis stepped up. They really didn't allow anything after the first two drives on Pawnee, and then the offense really was able to get something going.
And Pawnee's not a bad team.
No,
Pawnee was expected to be a pretty good team in the Prairie State Conference this year.
They've got some great running backs, two in particular, in Hayden Howard and Braden Alexander. And their quarterback, they really didn't pass the ball that much, although the quarterback is, you know, and he also didn't run it that much. He's 6'3", 189 pounds, more of a facilitator, I guess you could say, leader of the offense, as he should be. But I'm curious to see what Dane Motes, the quarterback for Pawnee, what he can really become because he didn't really get much action as far as actually making key plays last night, mostly just handing the ball off to Hayden Howard and Braden Alexander.
You know, it's funny how high school football works. You never know week to week, year to year. But Nokomis has had so many very good regular seasons that have ended in the first round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe this year you wind up 6-3, 5-4, sneak in, and could be a whole different story.
Well and we've drawn this parallel before between the football team and the basketball team. You know, the guys' basketball team in particular, when they play in that tough turkey tournament at the beginning of the year with, you know, 3A and 4A schools, prepares you for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the football team has done at Nokomis. They played the bigger schools, the good schools, and now they know their deficiencies, and now they're working on them. And, you know, that can only help you. If you're going to have to be 0-3, that's the way to be 0-3 and right. Get prepared for the rest of the season.
Well, and if they played Monticello or Seneca next week, it wouldn't be blowouts like they were the last 2 weeks. No. It would be a game. Yeah. So they're ready.
I mean, they're fine, honestly. Yeah. They're 0-3, not the way they'd like to start, but there's nothing wrong with
it. We could hear it in Gabe's voice, too. Yeah. Nothing close to panic in there.
Yeah. No.
He actually probably feels, like he said, he's never felt so good after a loss. But when you feel like your kids have found something, that really is a positive thing and really something you can build on moving forward.
That's a teaching moment.
Yes.
You know, and that's what coaches are. They're teachers. And when you see the light go on, it's got to be just an awesome feeling. And Gabe's experienced it. So with this group of kids. And that's great.
Certainly one of the best 0-3 teams in the area. Maybe one of the best in the state.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there will
weeks 4-9, watch out.
Yeah, there will be teams come postseason time that will be overlooking Nokomis. So.
We always talk about how fast the season goes. It's a third done.
Yeah.
I know. We were sitting there going, my gosh.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It'll be playoff time before we know it.
Yeah.
It really will be.
And by the way, our playoff program will be the following Monday night after they announce the playoffs on that Saturday. We'll have our round table, actually oblong table. Whatever,
oddly shaped table
fits for us. Absolutely, yeah. We'll have that on the Monday night. So,
it's the road to Champagne this year.
Last night was a really great week of football as far as the matchups goes. You had obviously Nokomis, Pawnee, Greenville, Carlinville, but some of the other matchups that didn't get talked about that much. Roxana Hillsboro, I thought, was a very good matchup going in. Even Litchfield Southwestern, I thought, pretty evenly matched ball game. So a lot of really good matchups around the area.
Good conferences.
Yeah,
that helps. You
know, yeah, it does. And as you heard coaches constantly in the South Central, you can never take a day off.
And nobody knows that better, perhaps, than Todd Hutchinson of the Greenville Comets, because they get everybody's best shot week in, week out. And Hutch, good enough to join us on Sports Saturday right now. Hutch, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. How you doing? Perhaps. Hutch, can you hear us?
I can now.
There we are.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. Last night had, to me, a playoff type of feel to it.
Yeah, it felt kind of neat, didn't it? Just great weather Friday night, and I think two pretty good football teams going at it. So for a week three is a pretty good night for football.
Hutch, I can't remember doing a Greenville game where I saw the amount of consistent pressure put on Tyler like we saw last night. He was under duress basically all game long.
Yeah, he was, and I thought he did a pretty nice job. You know, he completed, I think, 36 for 450. I thought he did a nice job of getting the ball out quick when he needed to move in the pocket when he needed to, and you know, it may look easy from the sideline, but I think when you're out there and you have, it seems like, 20 guys coming at you, it's pretty difficult. So our receivers did a great job of finding a way to get open, you know, tip your hat to Carlinville. I thought they did a nice job. We knew they had a lot of team speed, and we knew they were going to dial it up, and I thought we found a way.
Well, Hutchin, you guys have set the bar so high, especially on the offensive side of the ball. During the game last night, looking at Tyler's numbers, you know, a lot more incompletions than normal, but at the end of the night, like you said, he threw for over 400 yards. So the ability to make the big play at the big time of the game.
Yeah, and you know, really when it comes down to it, the only stat that matters is the W, our guys know that, you know, whether it's offense or defense or special teams, as long as you find a way to be 1 point better than your opponent, that's what you're there for. But, you know, we did make some big plays. I thought some big third and longs, even some fourth downs that we converted and moved the chains a lot. And again, that's a great Carlinville football team that hits and knows how to play the game.
Hutch, when you start off 3-0 or 2-0, and then you come into a game like this with Carlinville, you need to know about your deficiencies, and a team like Carlinville will help those show up and help you prepare for the remainder of the season.
Well, that's a great point, you know, and it does. It lets you show. You know, I'm still not really sure where we're at. We're still a pretty young team, all across the board. We've got some great experience in some good spots, and we're just trying to figure things out. And really, our goal each and every day is just to go out on the practice field and get better each day. And then, like you said, on Fridays and Saturdays, try to put that into practice and continue to get better.
Hutch, we've heard you say on this show before, you like your kids to take ownership of the team. So I'm just curious, was that the situation last night at halftime?
Well, you know, obviously we'll come in and give them some things, but yeah, it is. You know, our seniors have been there. They've been in some really big games, and they know what it takes. And you can hear, you know, I'll walk in the locker room and you can hear them saying the things that I would tell them that probably that they hear on a daily basis. But, you know, when you have great leadership, you let them police themselves in that regard, and you kind of guide them, and then you turn them loose. And that's really the beauty of just working with high school kids and watching them grow and mature, is giving them ownership and then letting them run with it. And then, if you need to step in, obviously that's what we're there for. But, you know, it's neat watching kids take over a leadership standpoint and making good things happen for you.
Coach, I want to hear you brag on your son a little bit, Tyler, because this season in particular, he's playing like he's a kid who he really wants that high school championship for the football for the Greenville Commons.
Well, he's a kid that will be the first to tell you that his accomplishments are because of his teammates. And if he didn't have guys up front blocking for him, if he didn't have receivers running routes and catching the football for him, he wouldn't have anything that has been laid in front of him. As a dad, and a coach, it's tough. It's tough to act like you don't care because you do. But you've got 40 kids you care about, and that's the beauty of coaching. They're all your kids. And then at the end of the night, after I watch the film the third time, I'll watch it as a dad. And I'm obviously proud of what he's done and who he is, more importantly, probably off the field and what he does in the classroom. But he's a special player who loves his teammates and wants to keep getting better. And I thought he did a really good job last night in some tough situations of helping get his teammates, just in an even keel and maybe a calming force as far as getting them pointed in the right direction.
And he's got a chance to be the all-time record holder for passing yardage in the entire state. I think he was like 1,900 away going into last night. He threw for over 400. But like you said, in a way, that's kind of a team accomplishment.
It's 100% a team accomplishment. And honestly, and I'm being honest, I don't look at stats. The only stat we look at is the win-loss. And we'll let that all shake out when it's over because it's all about the team. And if that does happen, great, and it is a team accomplishment because without 40 guys, you're not doing that. You're not throwing it up yourself. You're not blocking for yourself. You got a lot of guys contributing to that. So if that happens, great. And if not, we're just going to try to go out and do things in a first-class way and try to find a way to win football games.
Hutch, everyone always talks about your offense, and rightfully so, because you score so many points, get so many yards. But I thought the game last night, the biggest play was your defense turning Carlinville away fourth and short inside the two.
That was a big part of the game, obviously, and I thought really all night long our defense. We've got 9.5 guys going defense only. We've got a couple of corners that split time in Ryan and Craig, but Austin goes both ways. But I've tried to, again, give that defense a sense of ownership and pride in that unit because we've struggled there, but we know what our struggles are and what they have been and why we've struggled. Tough facing 16 drives and not giving up points when you have your second and third teamers in, but I think this year's team is different in that we're a lot more physical and they've taken a lot more ownership in the defensive side, and again, it's an everyday thing. You're dealing with high school kids and you got to try to get them up and prepared and locked in every day, and to this point, that's what our defensive unit has done.
But you mentioned 9 guys defense only. Is that the biggest number you've had in your years there?
Well, it seems like our first year we had 9 or 10, and it's tough because you want to get the best guys on the field, but you also want to give a lot of guys a lot of chance to play, and that's been something that's been important to us, and it keeps more guys active and involved, and I would say up to this point 9 is at least tied for the most we've had going one way on defense.
Hutch, shows what I know. I had the over-under last night, over 90 points. Not exactly what transpired, but it was a defensive battle that still wound up 38-24. That just says how good the offenses actually are because the defenses played great.
Yeah, that's something. That's a great point and something I didn't think about. But, you did hear a lot of points being thrown around, and rightfully so with what both teams have scored the first two games. But I thought both defenses, Carlinville's obviously well-coached and a great football team, and I thought both defenses really did a great job of keeping their teams where they needed to be, and it was a hard-hitting football game. It was a clean football game by both sides, and I'm sure a fun one to watch.
It absolutely was. Hutch, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We always appreciate you here on Sports Saturday, and best of luck next week.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot, and thanks for all you guys do.
All right. Todd Hutchinson of the Greenville Comets. Big win last night over the Carlinville Cavaliers. We need a break here on Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment. Send your kids back to school with healthy and nutritious farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. For breakfast, give them a tall glass of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. It'll keep them energized all morning long. Top hot oatmeal or cold cereal with any of the 9 varieties of wholesome Prairie Farms milk. And for an after-school snack, try Prairie Farms yogurt. With Prairie Farms dairy products, your kids will go to the head of the class. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned.
State Senator Andy Menar.
I grew up here in Bunker Hill, and it's where Trista and I are raising our kids. When I go to the gas station or the coffee shop, folks aren't worried about the latest phony controversy or political fight. They want decent schools, good jobs, and honest government.
Andy's small-town roots helped shape his values of hard work, honesty, and fairness.
When I was chairman of the Macoupin County Board, we worked together to balance the budget without raising taxes by cutting perks and salaries for politicians. I've refused a pension and a pay raise and stood up to my own party when I knew it was right. I'm leading the fight for bipartisan legislation to make sure our schools get their fair share.
Fixing the school funding formula in Illinois so all of our children have the opportunity to succeed.
We've come a long way, but we still have a lot more to accomplish. With your support, I'll continue to be your voice.
Andy Menar for State Senate, paid for by friends of Andy Menar.
Grow your own way.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:50, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. We'll have a high of around 60, mostly clear for tonight with a low of around 40. Heading into tomorrow, sunny skies will have a high of around 68 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday, partly cloudy skies and warmer. There is a chance for showers on Monday, though, however. Expect highs in the mid-70s. Lows will be of around 50. And at 9:51, we have a temperature reading of 51 degrees. The weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in 1 minute.
Teamwork Rehab, physical therapy at Hillsborough Area Hospital can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsborough, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsborough Area Hospital.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsborough, you do have a choice.
And at 9:52, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
And we are back here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll have the Fighting Illini coming up 2 o'clock this afternoon, taking on the Washington Huskies today on the road. Live coverage coming up 2 o'clock this afternoon on FM 106. Coming up this morning, 10:04 on AM 1540, we will have the broadcast from last night's game between Litchfield and Southwestern. And joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of the Purple Panthers, Pat Renson. Coach, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning. I guess for the second time in 3 weeks, early turnovers costly.
Yeah, how'd you know that was going to be my first thought?
Lucky guess.
Yeah, and you know what? I mean, that's the game of football. And, you know, the week 2, it was kind of the opposite story. That was kind of the very thing that really propelled us in the second half, week 2. So we're kind of living and dying by the turnovers right now. And so that's definitely been a big item that we address with the team today as well. And of course, I mean, they know that. I mean, when it happens, obviously you don't give up the ball intentionally. So they're aware of the effect that it has on the game. We just have to be able to kind of flush that mistake and regroup and not let that kind of spiral out of control like that.
Are there things, Pat, that you can do in practice to try to, I guess, alleviate some of the turnovers?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we do ball security drills and you know, your traditional coaching up, you know, proper protection of carrying the ball. Of course, from a passing situation, there's all kinds of things you look at in terms of pass under pressure or just making proper reads and proper route running. And, you know, it's sometimes it's the simplest of things that can lead to a turnover. It's not really an awful breakdown. It's just, you know, one minor detail that we didn't execute, which can, you know, lead to those turnovers. A
couple things that I saw in last night's game, Pat, was the fact that even though that you got behind the eight ball early, I thought Litchfield did a nice job of regrouping and put together some pretty impressive drives and really held on to the ball pretty well for long chunks of time.
Absolutely. And that's kind of been a standard of this group of kids, even last year's group. They don't give up. And, man, obviously we appreciate that and are proud of the boys for that. I think, you know, one of the big messages right after the game was, you know, we can't keep spotting people 2-3 touchdowns and try to claw our way back in. You know, that's obviously not the ideal way you want to do that. And, you know, we feel pretty confident with our boys that if we come out fired up and executing that we're going to be in the game, you know, and we're going to be competing. So it's just the thought of, you know, that you are proud that they keep fighting and get things clicking and rolling. We just afford to let the other team jump out like that.
And, of course, you faced a quarterback who pretty good passer last night and Mr. Fry.
Oh, absolutely. He's a tremendous passing threat and, of course, does some damage on the ground as well as he did last night. So, yeah, defensively, we had our hands full and had some good stops, even some fourth down stops. And we were able to do some good, but he was able to do enough damage there. And then he threw a couple great balls. We had some, you know, decent tight coverage, and he just put it right on the money. So they were clicking last night, but they were firing.
Pat, I guess it's fair to say that through the first 2 weeks, your biggest issue has been turning the football over. But as you've looked at the film now, a third of the way through the season, what are you seeing on film that is improving from week to week?
Well, one thing we've been really pushing with the guys is playing whistle to whistle. You know, and that's kind of an old cliche in the coaching world. But, you know, there's so many plays, even the plays that are positive plays for us. You know, the difference between being just a first down run and a touchdown run could simply be staying on those blocks for another second, another 2 seconds, you know, whatever. And that's something we're starting to see some growth there. And, you know, it's just something that we all as a team all have to commit to. And we'll start to see those big plays happen.
Next week you get to come home against the Staunton Bulldogs.
Homecoming week. Doesn't get better than that, does it?
Coaches love homecoming week, right?
Yes.
But, Matt, it's so true, though. There's so many. I mean, there's enough distractions on a regular football week. You throw homecoming in, and that's really just kind of a whole other element that you got to deal with.
It is. It's got its challenges, but at the same time, it's pretty neat that to be in a position where really the culmination of that homecoming week is the Friday night football game and then, you know, the dance on Saturday. And so the whole week, you've got Spirit Week and the kids are having fun at school, the dress-up days and this and that. So it's really nice to have all that enthusiasm and energy. But you're right, the challenge on that side is then to keep the boys focused and get them prepared for that game.
And every coach goes through it.
Yep, they do.
Yeah, but it's part of Americana too. I mean, it's uniquely American.
Oh, absolutely! It's great, and it's, you know, you get to that game. Really, I think it's just making it through the week, and then when you get there on Friday night to the game, it is a great atmosphere.
Pat Ritz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Thank you for a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Thanks, Pat.
homecoming week.
Yeah, we'll have Staunton-Litchfield on the Ox next Friday night at 6:40 pregame. Auburn and North Mac at 6:40 on FM 106, and then the Greenville-Hillsboro broadcast next Saturday morning.
Good matchups in week number four.
Terrific matchups next week. Yeah. We like that.
Yes, we do. Yep. We'll have the Fighting Illini coming up 2 o'clock this afternoon from Washington live right here on FM 106. Cardinal baseball tomorrow on AM 1540 live at 12:20 as they will wrap up the series against the Rockies. And lo and behold, the Cardinals are in first place.
How about that?
That happens quickly.
Yeah. Well, it got to be September.
Isn't that weird?
And that usually is when it happens, you know? And plus, Molina's back. So.
That helped. They showed a stat last night I saw that since Molina has come back, Wainwright's like 3-0 and an ERA under like 2.5.
Yeah. Yes.
It's amazing. It how
is. Turns out he is the most valuable player in the league.
How about that?
How about that?
We knew that all along, though, didn't we?
We knew that as Cardinal fans. But, yeah, when you see the quote-unquote ace like Wainwright struggle like he did without Yachty, makes you wonder, boy, he really is that valuable.
Yes, he is. So,
and he's back now, so
yes,
we shall see. We are out of time here on Sports Saturday. That is it. We want to thank, of course, all of our area coaches who joined us this morning. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the program. For Tobin, Terry, David, I am Tim. Sports Saturday is done on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Have a great weekend, everybody.